This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In June, President Trump withdrew the U.S. government from an agreement designed to protect salmon and renewable energy in the Columbia River Basin. In the aftermath of that move, Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spaulding spoez with Eric Holt, chairman of the Nez Perce Tribes Fish and Wildlife Commission, about the future of salmon in the region.
As chairman of the Nez Perce Tribes Fish and Wildlife Commission, how do you see climate change impacting our salmon runs today, and what worries you most about the next 10 to 20 years?
So climate change impacting salmon runs today, we see it, and the example that I'll use will be the Toucannon River. That's also a semi-quasi-extinction mode right now in terms of the returns of salmon and the warmth of the water itself. We saw the last 3 years, it's had less than 50 returning wilds, and so that has been categorized as a semi-quasi-extinct salmon stock. The fish themselves are smaller, and there's a lot of different contributing factors over time, but the one real huge one is climate change, and that's where we see that happening in the Toucannon as the example of the salmon runs that are dying and diminishing right before our eyes. And that's something that I feel deeply ashamed of, not that it's a Nez Perce's fault, if you will, but just ashamed to see something go extinct in our lifetime, and something that, you know, has been such a, you know, hallmark for the Nez Perce, and that's, you know, speaking on behalf of the salmon, and knowing that climate change is having such a rapid impact on making those salmon runs decline is something that, you know, we need to get in front of and do what we can on behalf of the salmon, because we see it happening right before our eyes, the decline and the extinction all in one.
The tribe has long advocated for dam removal as a key part of salmon restoration. In your view, how critical is breaching the Lower Snake River dams for the survival of salmon in the face of warming waters and changing ecosystems?
For breaching of the Lower Snake River dams, since the early 2000s and even before, I remember as a young man talking and hearing stories from the older leaders that are no longer with us. You know, we've seen some minds and hearts change over time. So it's going to be a lot of interaction with other industries to ensure that every voice is heard as you go through the system of bringing down a dam. That water quality, the habitat, the spawning grounds, all those have been lost to the dams. And so that's something that we know is critical as we see it going forward. And we'll still keep the pressure on in terms of, you know, advocating for a breaching of the Lower Snake River dams.
Under the Biden administration, there was a historic agreement between the U.S. government and the treaty tribes in the Pacific Northwest over salmon protection and dams, but recently Trump withdrew from that agreement with the tribes. How will this impact the future of the salmon for these treaty tribes?
We were really disappointed what Trump has did, because what it did was there was a huge years of collaboration, coordination amongst all four tribes and two states that saw the future of saving salmon in a way that wasn't ever addressed before. And also at the same time, it was allowing for a platform for all of us to come together to voice our concerns and then continuing to do the collaboration with the entities that were involved. Not only was we upset and disappointed with it, but I felt the resiliency of the tribes. And then we need to make sure that, you know, collectively we have the one strong voice, one strong approach, and that we all understand that, you know, it's the future of the salmon that's at stake. So as we move forward, the CBRI, even though it's done in the eyes of the president, we know the treaty tribes will not stop at just hearing it from him. We'll continue to do our part to ensure that, you know, we are the advocates and speak on behalf of the salmon and all steelhead and lamprey and sturgeon.
What gives you hope right now? Are there any recent wins or partnerships that make you feel optimistic about the future of salmon and the ability to restore what was once so abundant in Nimiitpoq country?
What gives me hope is that we still have the coordination amongst the four tribes. And as a matter of fact, we have coordination amongst the First Nations in Canada. We have the Northwest Indian Fish Commission, the Great Lakes Fish and Wildlife Commission. So we've reached out to other organizations within the United States and Canada that share the same sentiments and ideals and values and priorities that we have for salmon. Being optimistic about the future is tough in these times and these ages because of what Trump has done to the indigenous nations of the United States and beyond. And so, but what gives me hope is that we're strong, we're resilient, we've endured so much over time, and we need to continue to fight and be there for our future next 7, 14, 21 generations of the Nez Perce.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.